Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here, and this is another one of my rat-arsed real ale features. But this one is slightly different because it's an ale that I have just recently drunk in a bar restaurant, as opposed to having the bottle in front of me and being able to pour out and explain all the lovely nuances and flavours, etc., and experience of that ale. And I have a few of those to catch up with, but this one I wanted to do just tell you about just now because it is mind-blowing. Okay, so my wife's birthday today, so I took her away yesterday for a joint up in the Trossachs because of the great weather, but I had also planned to take her down to the town of Falkirk, about 12 miles away from here, a lovely market town, just for another wee joint out on her birthday. And as usual, we pop into the Carron Works, which is a Witherson's bar. And if you don't know what a Witherspoon's bar restaurant is, it's a large chain. I think it came over from the States, actually. I may be wrong. But it's spread up from England into Scotland. And they do great budget meals and the great prices on beer and drinks. So anyway, popped in there, and my wife, who does not drink alcohol, had a soft drink, and I had a pint of this stuff. I'm going to tell you about it and I'll put a picture up. It's American Craft Brewers Showcase with the American flag. And then a fantastic emblem of, it looks like barley, and some Norwegian god with horns and supping a big pint. It's called Stone, double IPA, and it's from the Stone Brewing Company in Escondido, California, USA. Brewed exclusively for J.D. Witherspoon at Adnams Brewery, Southwold, by Mitch Steele. And this is the real big one. It's 8.5% volume alcoholic content, which is astounding. So much so that even the girl that served me the pint was obliged to forewarn me about the alcohol content. And I says, okay, I'm only having one. I'm going to tell you, this beer, this ale has one bite. I mean that. Right from the start, you could taste the alcohol content in it. It was really strong. It didn't waste the ale. As I said, it didn't waste the ale whatsoever. In fact, it was quite enjoyable. But you could taste that strong alcohol content within it. And I'm going to tell you something. This has got one hell of a kick. I was only halfway down the pint tumbler and I could already feel this lightheadedness coming up on me. I thought, my God, this is incredible ale for a real ale. However, there were no tasting notes with this ale, as you would normally get if there was a special event on, which Witherspoon's do run very, very regularly in their real ale specials. So on arriving home, I've just called up the website for the Stone Double IPA, Adnams of Southwold. Okay, so it's a new Witherspoon beer, Stone Brewing Double IPA. And I'll just read very quickly, if I can, what it says on the website. And Mitch Steele from Stone Brewing in California has one of the coolest sounding names in brewing. In fact, I can't think of many better. Even, that is Evin, O'Riordan of Kernel, Logan Plant of Beavertown in London, and Brock Wagner of St. Arnold in Texas are pretty good, but I don't think they quite get to the level of a Mitch Steele. Mitch has one of the coolest jobs in brewing as the brewmaster at Stone Brewing. He's a great brewer and a genuinely nice guy. Guess a lot of freebies there then. So when Witherspoon asked if we'd be interested in brewing with Mitch again, we weren't sure. Obviously, I'm joking, having already had the pleasure of his company earlier in the year for Witherspoon's Autumn Festival, naturally we said yes. This time Mitch wanted to brew a double IPA. I believe it's based on the first beer they brewed for Witherspoon 5 years ago. We used some Centennial and Citra hops, and as our new season Mosaic had just come in, we thought that would make a nice addition. We brewed three batches of the beer back to back, and having now been aware firsthand of Mitch's reputation for underlined blocking wort coolers, we paid special attention to the kettle. The brew went swimmingly, which is more than can be said for Mitch's luggage, which eventually arrived, but not before the Steele family had to re-attire courtesy of Southold High Street. They managed to avoid looking like a family on an ill-thought-out sailing trip, and I think they enjoyed their stay before heading to London to enjoy the bright lights of Oxford Street Christmas. It was great to brew with Mitch again, and the resulting beer is fantastic. For a cask beer, it's a fairly heady 8.5% ABV, but the hops carry the show, and if you get a chance, give it a try at your local Witherspoon outlet. Mitch has written a post about his brew here, and that is a link, by the way. P.S. As it was Christmas, Mitch brought over lots of goodies, which were much appreciated. The guys especially enjoyed the T-shirts. Okay, so maybe I just a wee bit kind of friendly banter there. But anyway, I'll read a bit about the head brewer at Adams, which is Fergus Fitzgerald. The man with the responsibility for brewing the Adams range is dad of one, Fergus Fitzgerald. Fergus trained at the Murphy Brewery in Cork. I know some people over that way. And at Fuller's in London before moving to Adams as assistant brewer 2004. Now a fully qualified master brewer, he took over as head brewer in 2009. So all I can say about this Adams Stone Double IPA is that it's a lovely ale. It's not my favourite tasting ale. It's not the rich, roasty, toasty flavours of some of the darker ales. But it is, to be perfectly honest with you, it's a nice tasting ale. But you will taste the alcohol in it. Trust me, at 8.5%, you can't avoid it. Having said that, after the first couple of mouthfuls, or swallies, as we say, that initial alcohol disappeared in context, as it were, and allowed me to enjoy the rest of the beer, which I really did. As I said, it's not the most glorious beer ale, it's not the best flavoured, doesn't pour with a great head. But if you like a strong IPA, then this is a beastie. Trust me, after a pint, I could feel this really getting to my head. I'm glad I didn't have to. Well, actually, no, I'm not glad I didn't have to. I'm just sorry I was driving and only had one. But anyway, a great ale. And if you see it anywhere, whether it's a Witherspoons, I think it's brewed specially for Witherspoons, so that you're going to have to search out there. But if you're interested, go and have a look at that and go and try a pint. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Just don't drive after a couple of those. Please don't. It's just far too heady. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.